Everyone is thrilled, so they all start cheering. Ben is excited too, though he knows he stands no chance of winning. I bet Jimmy Star will be elected, he's thinking. They all get down to work. Ben has an idea. Why not make a star which will be different from everyone else's? When they finish, they take their works to the assembly hall and hang them around. Out of the blue, they hear Jimmy's voice. Guys, look at Ben's star! The silliest star I've ever seen! All the lines are wrong! Ben is so embarrassed. He blushes and blushes and wishes he could vanish into thin air. He looks at everybody's stars, so perfectly drawn, nearly identical. Then he looks at his own. I should never have taken part in this contest. Everyone will keep on laughing at me, and they will remind me of yet another error. You can all go home now, the teacher says. The committee will visit our school tomorrow and decide on the best star to represent our country in the contest. You all did the best you could. I'm proud of you. Ben goes home, but he's unable to rest. He doesn't want to do his homework, watch his favorite cartoon on TV, eat his favorite food, or play with his little sister. He spends a long, sleepless night. The next day, he pretends that he is sick and refuses to get up to go to school. His mother is worried about him. What's the matter, Ben, she asks. It's clear that there is nothing wrong with your stomach. Why don't you want to go to school? It's the day of the contest, isn't it? Ben bursts out crying desperately, and his mother gives him a big hug. Why don't you calm down and tell me what is going on?